This is Inside High School Sports, exclusively on ESPN Chattanooga 95.3. Stay tuned for scores and analysis on games taking place across the Tennessee Valley and interviews with local coaches. Are you ready to get inside high school sports? Let's go.
We're back here on Inside High School Sports. It is a Thursday edition of the program. Welcome in, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, as we're rocking and rolling with you until 3 o'clock. I'm Greg Larnard, and I'll be alongside with Nick Hughes, taking you till 3 o'clock. It's my last edition for 2023 of Inside High School Sports, and I will talk to you all in 2024 as we roll along here with this incredible program, talking all things high school sports here on ESPN Chattanooga. Nick is looking fly. I am finally ready to give him his props wardrobe-wise.
I got rid of the Christmas shoes. I didn't get rid of them, just didn't wear them today.
I just like to give you a hard time about those.
Yeah. No, I took a break from them today. I decided to go a little bit more stylish.
Yeah, you look good.
Shout out to the fiance for buying me a new light blue and white flannel.
You look like a Tar Heel fan.
I do, and I don't know if that's really what we were going for, but I mean, I like the color, and it's comfortable and warm, which is the big three things that you need, especially around this time of year. So Shout out to Alexis, love you. Thank you for the flannel. Beautiful. I will continue to wear it probably every day. Not every day, but maybe every other day.
Yeah, you find the right things to wear it with, and you'll be good to go. We got a fun show today for you. We've got some good guests popping up with us today at 2:20. In our next segment, we're going to talk to Stephen Cook, the Hamilton Heights head boys basketball coach. They're 10-2, and they're coming off a one-point victory against Oak Ridge. And then after that, we're going to kind of go away from basketball for a moment. We're going to talk to Curtis Blair, the Baylor head soccer coach of the boys and the girls teams. He was named the United Soccer Coaches National Private Girls Coach of the Year, as we talked a little bit about on Tuesday's show. We're going to get more into that coming up today with a great interview with him at about 2:35. We'll talk to Curtis Blair. But with that being said, let's look at the upcoming schedule, some scores that we've seen this week in different holiday tournaments. A lot of fun. Nick Hughes has got that for us in our two-minute update. Nick, take it away.
Lots to talk about in the basketball realm from the past few days and upcoming through Saturday. Starting off with the scores from Wednesday, Heritage falls at home to Boyd Buchanan 54-43. St. Andrew Sewanee takes the game on their home court over CSLA 44-36. One of the higher scoring games, Ridgeland beats North Sand Mountain 93-87. Cohola Creek takes down McMinn Central at home 68-42. Gordon Lee loses at home 70-73 against Cedartown in North Murray, keeps their good season alive over Cartersville 70-69. Now for your upcoming games. Today's games, three have already started. Caverna played at home against Red Bank this morning at 11 a.m. and Andrews played at home against Eastridge at 11:30. Sail Creek playing Knox Ambassadors right now. They started at 2 p.m. Carolina International playing Eastridge at home at 6 p.m. tonight. That's their second game today for Eastridge. Sequatchie County playing at home against Marion County, who's still looking for their first win at 6 p.m. Walker Valley plays host to East Hamilton at 7:30. And one of our key games for today, Hamilton Heights plays at home against Pinson Valley. Hamilton Heights is 10-2. Pinson Valley is 10-3. They play at 8 p.m. at Hamilton Heights. Taking a look at the two Georgia games, Northwest Whitfield plays at home against McMinn Central at 3 p.m. and Cahola Creek plays North Murray, who's 10-1 at 7:30. Our games on Friday. Our first game to look at is one of our key games for Friday. Hickory Ridge is at home against East Ridge at 10 a.m. Pearl Cone plays Brainerd at 6 p.m. Hamilton Heights plays Miller Career Academy at 6:30. Ringgold's at home against Murray County at 4:30. Tryon, who's undefeated, plays Excel Christian at 7:30. And another one of our key games, Calhoun County, who's 8-1, plays at home against Christian Heritage, who's 7-1 at 8:30. And then two games for Saturday, Chattanooga Prep, who's 6-3, plays host to Brainerd at 5 p.m. and Howard plays Pearl Cone at 6 p.m. A whole slate of games coming up in the next few days, and some tournament games that haven't been decided yet will be decided in the next couple days as well.
All right, Nick, appreciate that. The update there for some games that have been happening around this area, games coming up this weekend as well. And yeah, so some good things for the basketball around here. And shout out to Sail Creek. I know Nick didn't get a chance to talk about this one on the scores and whatnot, but they got to the finals of the Battle at the Creek tournament.
I love that name.
Yeah, it's a great name. They beat up on Hickson 71-41. They beat Dade County 57-43. It looks like they had a forfeit because they won 2-0 against the varsity opponent. They beat up on Hickson before that on the 18th, and they lost to Dade County. I talked to him, Coach Moore, about that when we had talked to him previously, because they were coming off their win against Grace Baptist, and they ended up coming back and beating Dade County in the tournament. And then, again, they beat up on Hickson. But then they ran into Ray County.
And, yeah, Ray County is just kind of unstoppable right now.
Unless you're Red Bank. Red Bank beat them.
Unless you're Red Bank. That's true.
Ray County, they won the tournament. They won 78-34.
Wow. That's crazy.
You had another score for us?
Just a couple games from this morning. Eastside played at home against McMinn County, beat them 77-47, and Red Bank went on the road, quote-unquote. I think this was a tournament game. They beat Caverna 70-60 earlier today.
All right.
Now, East Ridge and Andrews did play this morning as well. We don't have a score reported for that one, so that one's still up in the air on who won that. But Notre Dame and Warren County are playing right this second as well, so we don't know a score on that one either. It's in progress, but we've got several games going on today and tomorrow and Saturday. All kinds of games.
All the games, especially when the kids are off for the holidays. They get like 2 weeks off.
And you've got like three different tournaments going on in the area.
Yeah, a bunch of different tournaments going on. It's a lot of fun, a lot to keep up with and whatnot. And we're going to get into some of these games. We'll probably dive in a little deeper later on in the program, but I wanted to start with some football, because we did have some football commits from this area that committed yesterday, which was great. And I wanted to spend some time talking a little bit about that and some different guys that ended up signing
something
at different places.
Something I wanted to point out, too, is that these commitments were commitments that had already been made early, and they just stuck with it, which I like to see, because it was, except for one of them, that was a Dalton commitment. We'll get to him in just a second, but it was commitments that they've made at the beginning of the season or earlier in the season, and then they didn't change their mind, especially with all the transfer portal stuff going on right now. It's very easy for players to go, I'm going to go to this school, but then later on after the season ends or once you get into that season, you go, oh, I want to go play for this team instead. But these guys actually stayed committed to their one school, so I like to see that.
Look, you spoke about the transfer portal. I mean,
a lot of things can change. Granted,
that doesn't have any bearing on them signing at a school.
No, it doesn't. But I just like
literally every single one of these kids can go and they can go to their school and then they could be like, all right, I'm going to the transfer portal. I don't want to go somewhere else. But what you're saying, I think, is
just like they stayed committed to the one school.
They stayed committed to the one school. They didn't flip flop. There was no, I mean, it has nothing to do with the transfer portal.
No, it doesn't have anything to do with the transfer portal. It's just like the comparison where kids go to a certain school and then transfer out, or they say they're going to commit to this school and then decide, oh, no, I want to go somewhere else. They stayed committed, which I like to see.
Yeah, it is always good to see those kids. And, you know, they stay committed to their first commitment.
Their word.
They're not flipping around. Yeah, they stay committed to their word. That's a good way to put it. All right, let's run through some of those. Red Bank had defensive end Kobe Smith. He committed to Duke, and that's a good program. The Duke football program is getting better and better. They were in the top 25 this year. They've played some, you know, they have some good seasons, and they're kind of like Kentucky in football as well, because everybody thinks of Duke or Kentucky as being a basketball school, but Kentucky, the football program's been, you know, better under Mark Stoops, and then, you know, Duke, they're trying to get better, and you know, they're breaking out of that old mold of like, hey, they stink in football, but they're real good in basketball.
Yeah, they definitely have the basketball and football schools. I mean, you've seen that in college. You've seen that in high school. Silverdale Baptist was a prime example of this. They didn't have a great football season, but then you look at their basketball season, and they're, I think, 13-1 right now.
They lost a game?
Yeah, they did.
Ah, shoot.
I think. As far as I know, I think they did. But okay. They might be undefeated, but that's, you know, just goes to show they're on a whole winning streak right now, or have been on. So it's just basketball and football schools. But Kobe Smith, I saw, is going to play outside linebacker instead of defensive end at Duke, because he is a little bit undersized, but he can still get back in the backfield and make huge plays for the defense. So he'll be switching a little bit of position, not too much, because I don't think it's that big of a change to go from DN to outside linebacker, but still going to be a stud for the Blue Devils.
Silverdale Baptist basketball, boys basketball, 14-0.
14-0. That's my bad.
Yep, 14-0. So they are looking good right now. They play Loudoun, apparently, not until the 28th.
Yeah, they got a little bit of a break.
They do. They're not one of these teams that are playing like this week and in a holiday tournament. They're waiting until, excuse me, after next week to play in a tournament and play some different games there. So that was the only Red Bank commit who signed somewhere yesterday. You've got Baylor. He's got a bunch of different guys. Wide receiver Amari Jefferson, obviously going to Alabama. Your boy Max LeBlanc going to Ohio State.
I'm excited to see that. Ohio State likes to play a little bit more receiver game with their tight ends than blocking. And you've seen that with Cade Stover. If you watch any of the Buckeyes play games this year, they like to play Cade Stover as kind of a more receiver, like big receiver. And I think Max LeBlanc could fit that style very well. I mean, we've had several tight ends play for Ohio State like all throughout the years. We actually have Kirk Herbstreit's son play for Ohio State, and he hasn't seen the field really too much at all. But I'm hopeful that Max LeBlanc will see the field a little bit more, just because he is kind of that receiver style. He has more of a receiver build, and he played that style at Baylor as well. So we'll see what happens as we get into the next season. If he sees it as a freshman, I don't know, but you know, it's hopeful for him.
Do you know the most notable tight end in Buckeye history? Stood out or anything like that? Or have any big ones gone there? I don't remember any big Ohio State tight ends. Obviously,
off the top of my head, no.
AJ Hawk.
But there have been several good tight ends in college that have gone on to, I think there's some in the Canadian Football League.
Okay.
I know there's a lot of our receivers up there, and Austin Mack and Johnny Dixon, but I don't know about tight ends. I know Marcus Bogg is one of them that was a stud for us in the couple of years and made a crucial catch. The one play that comes to mind is a crucial catch against Penn State to seal a game with a couple seconds left in the game, and won us that one. That was huge, but okay. Not too many.
So nobody really incredible that's going on in the NFL. All right, let's continue on here. Baylor quarterback Whit Muschamp going to Vanderbilt. We've known that for a while. Defensive back Josh Hampton. There was the brother of the running back from last year. Can't really think of his first name right now, but he went to Stanford. He's going to Colgate as Josh Hampton, so shout out to Josh Hampton, the defensive back. And then on the other side of the private school specter, you've got McCauley, defensive end, tight end, Carson Gentle, signing with Tennessee. He talked about that yesterday. Incredibly excited. He couldn't put pen to paper fast enough. He probably had those things sent in at 7:01, 7:02 yesterday morning, and he was ready to rock and roll. He's not the most highly recruited prospect. He's a guy, if I remember correctly, ranked as the number 800-something ranked prospect in the country. But obviously a really talented player, and not somebody I would expect to play at Tennessee in year one, but if he sticks it out and he seems like he wants to be there at Tennessee, he's a guy in year three, two or three potentially, that you could see maybe start seeing the field, hopefully making an impact. Would be good to see Carson Gentle get an opportunity there. Quarterback Jeremy St. Hilaire, also going to Vanderbilt. That's one of the cool dynamics of the Baylor-McCauley quarterback duo. They're going to be competing at Vanderbilt for Clark Lee.
I'm really excited to see how that goes. If one of them happens to get the starting job their freshman year, that would be absolutely insane. But then that'd also have a little bit of bragging rights over your high school rival that they played against in the state championship. Like, hey, I won this job over you kind of thing.
Yeah, of course. Defensive lineman Olivier Camerlin, Lafayette College. You've got defensive lineman Paul Marie Dugay. He's going to Colgate as well with Josh Hampton. So you got a little Baylor McCauley love going on over there at Colgate as well. Offensive lineman Carson Kaufman. He's going to Davidson College. Offensive lineman Nathan Berthuum is going to Dickinson College. Bradley Central's got a couple of guys, you know, defensive backs. Boo Carter and Marcus Gorey Jr. going to Tennessee. Quarterback Caleb Martin's going to Miami of Ohio. Defensive back Tito Williams going to Northwestern. South Pittsburgh's tight end Martravius Collins. He's going to go to UTEP. Calhoun's got running back Caden Williams going to Liberty, along with defensive lineman Christian Gregory. He's also going to Liberty. And then Dalton, defensive lineman, tight end, Jeffson Locke. He was originally committed to Army, and he is kind of flipped over, and he is now going to attend Austin Peay. So shout out to all of those guys in the local high school area. And if we missed anybody, we apologize. Nick did a great job compiling this list, and shout out to all of those guys and anybody else who signed yesterday when it comes to college football. All right, a couple of games that we wanted to highlight real quick before we wrap up the show today. I want to look back on Wednesday's scores just real quick. A close one, just want to highlight that one between North Murray and Cartersville. A nice win there for North Murray. They get the win 70-69. And then a tough one between Cedartown and Gordon Lee, a three-point winner for Cedartown, 73-70. Some close ones that we had there on Friday. And on Thursday here, we've got Hamilton Heights. We talked to, obviously, Stephen Cook, their head coach, about this game coming up against Pinson Valley. They've got a 6'6 sophomore guard slash small forward, Clyde Walters, who coach talked a lot about. He's averaging 16.5 points per game, 7.5 rebounds, 4.5 assists, and about a steal and a half a game, along with a block and a half as well. So this dude fills up the stat sheet, Nick. He does more than just, you know, score the basketball. He's rebounding, he's getting others involved, he's playing defense as well.
And he's a guard. Guard forward, so that's a lot to say about one guy. But like Coach said, they'll have to be on the lookout for him.
Yeah, big time they will. He's also shooting 58% from the floor, so that's pretty darn good himself. Doesn't miss a whole lot. We've also got 6 foot junior shooting guard Austin Connor is the second leading scorer with about 12 points per game, 5 rebounds, 4 assists, and 2 steals. So they're going to be able to look out for him. As well, Hamilton Heights, they like to move the ball around. 5 players averaging double figures. Let's look at Hickory Ridge. They got their first loss of the season in their previous game against Central Caraba Cabarrus. And you've got East Hamilton. They'll be facing East Hamilton on Friday at about 10 o'clock. Not exactly sure when that game's, you know, in terms of like East Ridge, their record and what it's going to be because, you know, I think last time, Coach High said that they had 8 wins at that point, so Max Prep's got to get on their stuff. And then the last game I wanted to talk about quickly, Christian Heritage, 7-1, coming off a big win against Bradley Central. They won 72-52, so they won by 20 points, and they continue to roll while they're on a bit of a winning streak as well. And then Calhoun County, they have their own 3-game winning streak. Their last win was a dominant road win over Stewart County. It was 1-8, 83-21, yikes. All right, that's going to do it for the show. That's what that music means. I want to say thank you to Stephen Cook, Hamilton Heights head boys basketball coach, along with Curtis Blair, the head soccer coach at Baylor. For Nick Hughes, I'm Greg Launard. We got Press Row coming up next with David Wells. Peace and love.